Welcome to the August 30th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today we celebrate the annual UU Water Ritual led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate, Victoria Taylor. For the first time in 5 months, Rev Pam leads the service from the UUC sanctuary, and Jared Gibbs' postlude was played on the UUC piano. Although the podcast includes Rev Pam's reflection on the state of the world and Victoria's meditation, it cannot include the slides and comments of the UUC water ingathering that Rev Pam put together with contributions from congregants.
So, some of you may have noticed that I am here in the sanctuary. My name is Rev Pam Phillips, and I am delighted to be joined by Victoria Taylor, who will be our worship associate today. Today, we are celebrating our annual in-gathering service. But we're doing it in a new way. The tradition is for all to bring water with them on this first Sunday back together and to pour it into a communal bowl. This year, we can't be together physically, but we wanted to make this service a kind of homecoming. So we are broadcasting live from the Meeting House on Glenwood Avenue here in Blacksburg. And I had this great plan of walking you into the sanctuary so you could see what it all looked like. But then I decided maybe that wasn't the best thing to do. But what I'd love to know is where you all are worshiping from this morning. So if you could go down to the bottom of your screen to the chat bubble and tell us where you are worshiping from this morning, where you're joining us from. I know we're from as far as Italy and Wisconsin and New York and all points in between. Welcome, everyone, on this beautiful morning. I will sound the bowl. If you have found us for the first time, we are especially glad to greet you today. And if you'd like us to keep in touch with you, if you look in the chat, you'll find a visitor card where you can fill out your information so that we can be in touch with you. Also in the chat, you'll find a link for our joys and sorrows form. If you have a joy or sorrow that you'd like shared aloud, please go ahead and fill that out sometime during the service. And also later you'll find in the chat ways to contribute to our offering. I also want to let you know that later in the service, we're going to try to renew a different practice that we had when we were here together in the sanctuary, and that is to light silent candles of hope and remembrance. And we'll be doing that in the chat. Also, the opportunities for this week include a bridging conversation at 11:30 on the American Creed. Jamie will be hosting it from this space. We might even make a circle of the chairs to pretend that you're all sitting with us. Also this afternoon at 5 o'clock, Karen Hager, our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, will be having a backpack teacher parent blessing. So look for her email to get the link for that.
So that's on the Zoom link, not the, if members of the congregation want to participate, they have to have the RE link.
Right. So just get in touch with Karen Hager. And this, I also want to remind people that there is an auction fundraiser going on, and here are some pictures of some of the delightful opportunities to buy. So make sure you go to the website for that. And the last thing that I wanted to share with you is that we are having a newsletter go out, I think on Monday or Tuesday, and please go to the newsletter. There are links in there where you can find ways to get connected. We're starting up Soul Matters covenant groups again, and so you'll find a link there so that you can sign up for groups that will help you stay engaged in our busy, even though we're separated, congregation.
Well, I'm going to light my chalice at home to by my personal space, we have the privilege of watching Rev. Jamie or Rev. Pam light the congregational challenge in the meeting house.
Jamie?
So can get the, isn't that great? Spotlight on our own chalice. And we have some special words about fire and water today. Fire and water, ancient opposites, sun and ocean, the cradle of life, dancing flame and dancing river, we evoke them together today as we kindle our chalice flames.
And there is chalice. Home again. I wanted to let you know what the opening hymn is. It's a song by Emma's Revolution. Emma's Revolution are two women who sing often at UU gatherings. And this is a song I've been trying to get Jim Kern to learn so that we could share it during this service. So I'm so excited to be able to share it with you today. It's a little longer than usual, and I have the words up for you. But I'm just so grateful to Pat Humphreys, the composer, who gave us permission to share this music together today.
Same rain, we are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection can be my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living in the great big river. We are washed by same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my same rain.
So we're doing things in a different order than usual. Today, I'd like to offer up a pastoral reflection. As I said, I've been wanting to share this song with you all for years. I've been singing it in my head this past week, thinking about how we are all, everyone in this world, living under the same stars, being washed by the same rain, that we are all in this life together. And I've been needing this watery reminder this past week, as it has seemed like so much of our world is literally going up in flames. Many of us have been anxiously watching the fires out west, where the unusually high temperatures have been frustrating efforts to put out the flames, where loved ones are faced with breathing in smoking air, the possibility of evacuations, or even losing their homes. Even though we are far away, we are connected to those threatened by wildfires. We pray for the fires to be extinguished, for all to find safety, and for all to be able to rebuild their lives. Please, let's take a breath and take a moment to hold in our thoughts all those who are suffering. I think too of the fires in Kenosha, Wisconsin, including one next to the Bradford Community Church Unitarian Universalist. Their building is safe, but their sign, which reads Black Lives Matter, was engulfed in flames. Many of us watched what ignited those fires with anger and with grief. Yet another Black man, Jacob Blake, being shot by police. Then we were horrified to hear of the death and wounding of protesters shot by a teenager with an AR-15 style rifle. While the protests demanding an end to racist police violence have lasted for months, the actions of armed militia have upped the ante. Even though we are far away, we are connected to the people whose lives are threatened by this violence. We pray for equity and justice and the end to racist policies and practices. We pray for the end of violence and the necessity for protest. Please let us stay awake to injustice and fight against it. Let us take a breath and a moment to hold in our thoughts all who are suffering. And then there are the metaphorical fires burning in our world, including the upcoming elections and the political rhetoric that stirs up and widens the divide between and among Americans. These past 2 weeks with the party conventions have been filled with anger and hatred. It's hard to think about the next 2 months. Many of us will be waiting anxiously to see how the elections proceed and the eventual results. Even though we may be far apart, politically and philosophically, we are connected to people on all sides of the political divide. We pray for the democratic process to unfold peacefully. May we find ways to participate and support those who embody our values. Let us take a breath and a moment. To hold in our thoughts those who are suffering. And then, there is the reason why I'm here in the sanctuary and all of you are joining on Zoom. Who would have thought that the worldwide pandemic would have serious competition for our worry and attention? We've all been living with uncertainty of how our lives would be affected by the coronavirus in all kinds of ways. But the onset of the new school year brings fresh uncertainty and the need to adapt to new ways. The pandemic has made us painfully aware that while some are disproportionately affected by the virus, we are all affected. We are all connected. We pray for all who have been affected. For those who are sick, we pray that they recover. For those who have lost loved ones, we pray for them to be comforted. We pray for effective treatments and vaccines, and for decisions to be made based on science. May we all do what we can to keep ourselves and our communities, to keep everyone healthy and safe. Let us take a breath and a moment to hold in our thoughts all those who are suffering. And these are but a few of the worries of the world. This may not feel like the usual message for our water service, our annual in-gathering. Traditionally, this uniquely Unitarian Universalist service is a celebration of community. Returning after a summer away, people are encouraged to bring water from their summer adventures or travels, and we pour our individual contributions into a collective bowl, symbolizing how we bring our individual gifts to create this compassionate community. It is a joyful time, a time to greet old friends and meet new ones, and a time for reconnection and recommitment. And we need all that now, more than ever. We need the comfort of tradition. Even if we can't bring water together, we can send in photographs and share reflections on the role of water in our lives. We need to acknowledge that we all bring gifts, the gifts of ourselves, to create this spiritual community. We need to feel connected to each other and to this congregation. We need joy. Not in spite of, but because of the worries of the world. We need a place where we can find support and care, where we can find sources of strength and resilience, where we can be inspired to learn and grow spiritually and ethically, where we can become courageous lovers of this world and work to transform it and ourselves. We need to be together. So today, let us reconnect and recommit to each other as we explore new ways of being together and new ways to inspire, create, and transform. Let us revel in the beauty of music, the wisdom of words, and the faces of loved ones. And let us be reminded here that we are connected not just to those who have gathered today, but to all of creation. That we are all living beneath the Great Big Dipper, all washed by the very same rain. We're swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. Let us find comfort and strength in those connections. Comfort, strength, and commitment to share what we find here together with the rest of a hurting world. Amen. And blessed be.
Thank you, Rev. Pam, for those really needed words this morning. And so, in celebration of our ingathering and in gratitude of us being able to be together this morning, let us read our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love, while we celebrate the words of our mission statement to inspire, create, and transform. And of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Giving is a reminder that we are part of an interdependent web of all life, and that we can do our part to tend our relationships within that web. Each week, our congregation donates half of the offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, we invite all who are able to donate to the UUA Disaster Fund. Originally, we had intended these funds to go toward those who suffered losses from the derecho. And those of us who live in Blacksburg, we actually know a derecho, having experienced our own in 2012. But now there's devastation in Louisiana, and we imagine our funds will also go to help our neighbors in the Gulf. Please give online to uucnrv.org, support, or give on your smartphone by using the Give Plus app or texting FUND to 844-909-2617. If you've never used these, they're really quite simple, and you can look at the order of service or the announcement for more information. I would like to offer up that as we give these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, we recognize always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end, just like the water cycle.
So this is going to be our ingathering. Instead of coming and pouring water into a bowl that I boil and we use for child dedications, people sent in photographs. They were photographs of places they love, of the role of water in their lives. It may be water that they miss, that they haven't been to in a long time. And underneath the water, photographs will be listening to music played by Jared Gibbs, his version of Blue Boat Home.
So while we've been wistfully looking at other people's experiences of water, I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to have a personal experience of water. While I was doing some preparation for this service, I came across this quote by Bruce Lee. And for those of you of a certain age, yes, that Bruce Lee, Marshall movie star who died in 1973. Bruce Lee said, "Be like water. Be like water making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object, and you shall find a way round or through it. If nothing within you stays rigid, outward things will disclose themselves. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be like water, my friend." So what is it to be like water? Of course, we are mostly water. Science tells us that almost 70% of our body is water. I found out 85% of our brains is water. So I guess the physical part is covered. But how can we be like water in our actions and our thoughts? So Rev Pam asked you all to bring a glass of water to the service, did you?
I forgot. So if you don't have a glass of water, if you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or just an imaginary one, I guess.
Or go get one now, we won't know. If you hold the water up, not the coffee or the tea, take a look. It's translucent and transparent. So what would it mean for you to be translucent or transparent? How can you be like water? Now smell the water. If it has an odor, that might be a problem. Or it might be because potable water requires some additives to be safe. What would it mean if your odor, maybe your influence, how you show up in the world, was absent? Or what if it was perfect and just enough? Now, if you can pour your water from one vessel into the other, Watch the water take the shape of that vessel, perhaps without complaint. Or perhaps overflowing it. How do you fill up the spaces you occupy? Now imagine you need to clear some dirt off the skin or your surface. How does water help you accomplish that? How do you help people accomplish things? But be careful, because sometimes the water will erase what we're trying to accomplish. Right? Your treasured objects might become erased. What are you clearing that is useful? What are you clearing that might not be? Now, if you have any or don't mind drinking out of your bowl, take a drink of that water. Feel it go down. How does your body respond to that? Water is both essential and often refreshing and rejuvenating. How are you like water to those around you? Some don't prefer plain water. Just imagine all the things you could have put in that water to make it a useful and delicious mixture. Coffee, tea, a scoop of chocolate powder, or a fruit-flavored beverage. What do you mix well with? Useful information. Now, imagining your preferred beverage might have reminded you that the temperature of water can be changed easily, demonstrating its versatility and increasing its utility. When do you show up as versatile? When are you useful? And is it easy for you to be such? Now, when you poured your water into a shallow dish and waited some time, the water would completely disappear to our eye. It will evaporate into something completely different. But it's the same. How are you like water? If you take the water and you pour it out, does it disappear? Do you? We witnessed in the prelude and in our ingathering that water returns. Vapor condenses, droplets coalesce. Water gathers and flows and journeys and transforms and nourishes and soothes and creates. You can too. Be like water.
Thank you, Victoria. So here is our admission that we were going to have a time for, we're going to have a time for people to share, to reflect together on how we were like water. And I also want to acknowledge that there are people who have time constraints on Sunday morning and may not like to spend more than an hour together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you the questions that we were going to ask you to consider. And we'll bring those questions back during the coffee hour. But I do want you to think for a moment, what was your experience of that meditation? And even more so, what attribute of water resonates with you? And how might you bring that to this congregation? And finally, what water is special to you, whether you've been there physically or not this year? I invite you in the day ahead to bring water to your mind. I'm going to ask Jamie to extinguish our chalice, but not the light of hope, the fire of service, or the warmth of community. These we will carry in our hearts in the week ahead until we are together again.